It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den. It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, it is time for Scamming Scammers, or as Pip calls them, Her Stories.
My Stories.
We are doing this with Clara Morgan. I'm trying to find the theme song, as I'm always often doing. Do the short one tonight.
A little song that goes, Clara Morgan, ha 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 ha.
Clara Morgan, scam, scam, scam.
Scam, scam, scam.
Scam. All right, let me play the intro, and here we go. So, last week we got to meet Clara Morgan.
Yeah.
She befriended me on Twitter. She already started using the familiar terms like dear and got really close with me very quickly. She's single. One of her best friends slept with her ex-husband in their, her ex-man, in their matrimonial bed, as
yes.
I recall. So, Fake Davin is, you know, very sympathetic to this, as you would imagine. Fake Davin is a comedian and a cock cobbler. As you guys refer to him, but just really, you know, manufacturer's sex toys.
I like the local cock cobbler.
Yes.
You know what? That peach cobbler was good, but that cock cobbler was outstanding.
Quite filling and creamy.
Are you the cock cobbler? Yes, dear, I am. I'm looking for something, something to satisfy myself. I can make something out of mahogany for you, dear. Let me fit that up. Make the wooden balls.
Well, that would be the big one, then. The mahogany?
That's right, mahogany, yes. The finest wood there is available. It'll go in and out of your flue like a flute, making beautiful music.
It makes sounds while it goes in and out, then?
Yes.
That's not the sound of a flute.
What the hell is that?
It's the sound of vaginal juice and mahogany. Dopes.
Sorry, we don't have much experience with it like you do. We're sorry we've led sheltered lives where we don't have to deal with mahogany.
I'm sorry.
And vagina juice. We didn't realize you whittled and diddled. We had no idea how foolish of us. We apologize to be working and to be in the presence of such woodsmanship and an artist of the vaginal tools.
Well, thank you so much. I take that as valued advice.
Of course you do, because you're a fucking moron.
There's been a lot of stuff up there, but mahogany, I could say no.
Cherry wood, yes. Pine, absolutely. Oak on a good day, sure. Never mahogany.
Never locust.
Never locust. Elm.
Yeah.
Don't put gum trees up there. Sticky.
No, yeah.
All right, so we'll continue. This is Clara talking to me. What a weird intro that was. Now we're going to do some serious stuff. Davin, are you really serious to get settled down with a woman or just a game player just like some man does?
Wow, that's awfully forward for having known you all of like 13 minutes.
Well, this is day two, I believe.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
You know, shit'll get off the pot.
I go, that's a little forward.
Where's the ring? My God, I've known you for a day.
I go, Clary, it isn't really me. Women have a hard time dealing with all the women that try to get with me.
Ooh,
smooth operator.
I can see that.
Well, of course you get. Well, remember, because a lot of times they're trying to prey on people that might not have much luck with the opposite gender.
Right, and all of a sudden here comes Mr. Player.
Mr. Player.
Mr. Player.
She goes, you mean you don't play game, but most of women play games on you, right?
Whatever you just said.
I go, I mean, because of my jobs, women are very flirtatious with me, and most women don't want to see that happening to their man.
True.
Sure.
Sure.
Told you a story that, you know, I had my little thought bubble that you ruined earlier.
I have a little pin that pops all those little delicious thought bubbles.
Pip, slayer of man dreams.
Mm.
Is that what, mahogany up your ass? Is that what that noise is?
No, that's a speculum in your flu.
I don't believe I have either of those. She goes, LOL. I go, why funny? She goes, as for me, dear, I really don't see what is bad in your work, but love matters most in a relationship to me, but I don't know for other women that don't want hun.
That don't want hun.
I don't even know what to say to that sentence.
Because we don't understand.
I think the gist of it. I think the gist of it is, you know, listen, she's confident in herself. She can overlook that.
Okay.
Because she wants money.
Yeah. But well, we know that that's the subtext.
But
always.
That's not what she's getting at. But the subtext is because I want money.
Because I want money.
That's always the subtext. Because I want money.
Yes. Yes.
I go, well, for instance, in order to close a big deal on anal beads, the could happen.
I think you open a big deal for this anal.
We
beads.
Got 20 skids of this shit sitting in a warehouse in Secaucus. We got to move this stuff.
Don't talk about anal. Please refrain from using skids.
Damn it! I was just gonna. I was.
But you're slow.
I know.
I go, well, for instance, in order to close a big deal on anal beads, the owner of an adult bookstore asked me to insert them into her butt. Are you okay with that?
Oh, my God.
That's just not the merchandise.
Let's close the deal by opening my butt.
You got to make sure I'm not selling stuff that's made in China garbage.
Right.
You want American-made anal beads.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
The beads could break off and get stuck in your asshole. Now what?
That's a poop bubble.
Right.
A duty
Brown.
Bubble.
A duty bubble that you call Bobby Brown. He'll dig that right out. That was segment one as well. We covered a lot.
Boy, I feel like
we went hole to hole.
I feel like I show up to class and I read the chapter last night. Yeah.
Yes. Well, more or less.
Yeah.
She goes, sure, I'm okay with it, dear. I go, wow, you're one of a kind. She goes, thanks, dear. I go, well, I mean, I guess you might be able to handle me, and maybe you could be the one. She goes, I need to go to bed now, so we can chat later tomorrow morning, okay, dear? If possible, and comes from your heart, hon. I go, sweet dreams, baby. I'm getting familiar, too.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, thanks, and you also. Don't hesitate to chat me tomorrow, okay, dear? I go, you got it, smiley face. She goes, yes, baby. And I sent her a kiss. A little kiss emoji.
I know, but that's... it's that...
Well, my options are limited. Fuck
I
you.
Know. Well, at least it wasn't the next one.
Here she is again.
The fucking heart.
Yeah, she sent me a heart or something.
Or Pip's
an enlarged
ass.
Heart. It's Pip's heart, so you need a pacemaker.
Yeah. It's Pip's heart. Enlarged heart.
Tick, tick, tick. Where's the chronometer? Keep just, this bitch going.
That's just an ass right there.
You wish.
No, did you ever see that video where the guy sings about doing it in the butt?
I think I missed that one.
I sense a theme.
He goes, wait a minute. I'm trying to think of how it starts. You want to do it in the butt? Okay. I can't. Oh, now you're staring at me. I can't remember.
Because you're crazy.
No, there's
again, the R word. Don't you wish we could use it?
There's a video. Where
don't you wish we were less woke? Because it's so apropos.
I'm going back to sleep.
There's a video where the guy sings it.
Of about course there is.
Doing
dear.
It in
sorry,
the
dear,
butt.
Dear.
And there's this
and rest.
There's this
and
big rest. Heart. And he takes a bite out of it.
Yes.
We're going to bring you your meds now.
Yes. We're amongst friends.
Oh,
here's
good.
Okay. Rest your head, dear. She goes, I go, good morning. She goes, morning, dear. How was your night? I go, no sleep. Nipple clamp issue I had to deal with. How was yours?
Never ends.
Well, that was the anal beads.
Well, you know what? The last time I had a nipple clamp issue.
Should have called.
Yeah.
I won't sleep until your nips are unclamped.
That's right. How could you sleep?
Exactly. I could. Her nips are poor little eraser heads.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a hard worker. I don't know why you guys are laughing at me.
Wrong way. Wrong direction. Wrong direction. Yeah. Ah!
She goes, good, dear. Thanks. I go, glad to hear it. She goes, what are you up to this morning? I go, well, since I haven't slept, maybe that, unless you have something better for me to do. She goes, LOL, I forget you woke overnight. I go, well, I wasn't supposed to, but when you get a nipple clamp emergency, you deal with it.
Okay, do we got to do?
I'm a hard worker.
Nipple clamp emergency.
How dare you laugh at my line of work?
You know what? I'm.
Who do you think you are?
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that little kid stuck in the bus by the backpack stuck in the doors.
And if your nipples were clamped, you would be doing
oh,
that.
Oh, double trouble.
Like an Atari 2600 graphic.
Little pixelated kid.
Pixelated Pip. It's pixelated. It's pipsilated.
Pipsilated.
I go, yes, hon. She goes, see, it's hard to be with me. Always something I need to do. She goes, why do you say that, dear? I go... Well, so imagine you're home waiting for me after a late night. I finally get home, and I can't even spend time with you because I need to call China about nipple clamps.
As one does.
See him in his office. It's 1:30 in the morning. Honey, shh. Now, Mr. Wu, I need these clamps by Tuesday. I don't care if they're stuck in storage.
I don't care what they're stuck in.
I don't care about the tariffs on nipple clamps. I'll get these American made. There's hard-working American workers that'll make these nipple clamps.
That's right.
We're proud to work in America.
And clip your nip. She goes, okay, dear, no problem. This is this woman is very understanding.
Extremely.
I'm digging me I'm digging me some Clara. Mm. So what do you plan for today, dear? I go, you say no problem, but if you dated me, you would get tired of it. Happens every time. She goes, Davin, understanding matter most in a relationship, hon. I believe there's time for everything, and I know that you will have some little fun with me at the right time, and if you are busy with your job, then I will understand that that your work caused this, hon.
Wow, that was a lot of stumble
Makes
bunny.
Sense to me.
I'm not really with her for her punctuation, so you can just back the fuck up.
All right, you're right. You're right. Commas are us.
In a relationship, there is time and limit for doing things, hun. So I believe that everything will be fine if you get to understand each other, hun. I go, I don't know, Clara. You seem great, but I'd rather have you as a friend than lose you altogether because it didn't work on in a relationship. I'm friend-zoning her.
Yeah, look at that already.
Yeah. She thinks I'm all hot to trot.
Yeah.
She thinks she has all the right answers.
Disappointed.
Yes. She goes, well, if that is what you want, but you were saying that you will not later get married to a woman later on, hun, will you remain single still death comes?
Till death comes.
Still
death comes.
Still death comes.
Yes, because no
still
matter
death
what.
Still death comes.
Still death comes, no matter what you do.
I go, I honestly don't think a woman would be able to handle it. Well, geez, let's not talk about death, LOL. She goes, LOL, don't think maybe I'm wishing you death, okay, hon? So if I can understand you well, Davin, are you saying that you will never get married or what? I go, I don't think it will happen with my current careers. She's all hot. She wants D's D.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
She goes, okay, dear, no problem, but I think we can still be a friend, as indeed, as you said, just then later on in our friendship will tell about us, okay, dear? Am I really supposed to believe that this is a fucking American?
You know what?
Even President Trump will go, I don't understand. You call this a tweet?
It's not perfect.
I'm going to need another cup of coffee to be able to read this stuff.
I go, yes, I mean, don't get me wrong, you are very pretty and really nice, I just don't want to hurt you.
Okay, well, that's gallant.
Oh, very sensitive anal bead salesman. Don't get a lot of that, but here I am. Here I am, the one that you love.
Sticking in some anal beads.
See, you know Air Supply, too.
Well, you couldn't avoid it for a while. And I know those are the right lyrics.
I feel like we should sing and skip through the Daffodils of August together.
Yes, we should.
Joe just likes that we remember his bullshit.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
It was.
She goes, okay, Davin, no problem, but I hope we can still be intimate friend, hon. I go, that sounds fine. What do you mean by intimate? She goes, I mean a good and tight friend, hon.
Whoa! A good and tight friend.
Joe, what's that mahogany sound like again? You make it seem like such an arduous task.
It's mahogany.
It just sounds squeaky.
I go, oh, okay, LOL. She goes, yes. She goes, what is funny, dear? I go, I thought you meant something else. She goes, no, LOL.
Yes, she did.
I go, okay, LOL. Good friends it is, smiley face. She goes, no problem. So what is your plans for today? I go, well, when we are done chatting, I will watch porn.
I mean, it's honest, but damn.
What?
Well, I mean,
too much? I believe any friendship should be built on honesty.
I know, but I mean, you whipped out the anal beads and nipple clamps, and now you're like going straight for the porn.
She's unfazed.
Yeah, I know.
She's undeterred.
Yeah, really.
I got to tell you something. This could be the one. I like the cut of her jib.
I'm going to be pulling my rod so much it's going to look like I'm starting a stubborn lawnmower.
That's why I have electric. No chafing that way.
A stubborn lawnmower. Are you going to make that noise too?
What do you think she says?
It's always lawnmower talk with us.
That's what makes you guys the breakout stars you are.
What does she say?
What do you think she says?
I don't know.
To pull in your pud.
She goes, LOL.
Ah, yeah. She's happy.
She goes,
mortified.
She goes, yeah. You do that to masturbate yourself, right?
Oh, God. Well, that's generally the idea.
Excuse me, folks. I'm going to masturbate myself. I'm going to watch some pornography. I'll be back in a moment. Doesn't take long.
Am I wearing a bow tie when I say that?
Yes.
Yes.
My word.
Like
I've got to go splash my sauce for some pornography. I'll be back in a moment.
That's what it sounds like. There's definitely a bow tie with that locked
on. Got some stuff on my tux. Protein gets out protein, though, they say.
Oh, my God.
I go, I was kidding, but yes, that is what porn is for. LOL, do you watch porn?
That's what porn is for. Keep jerking, because we all know that's what porn is for.
It's always got to be keyboards with him.
Oh, well,
that's what
of
I
course.
Play, stupid.
And apparently sing about porn.
Yeah.
Wait, who was that sang that? That was,
oh, that's, that was that love. That's what love is for.
That, yeah, I know.
Who,
but
he did
who
a duet
was
with
it?
Elton John. It was a duet with Elton John.
Yeah,
was
but I'm trying to think Keely of the lady that sang it.
No, it was Kiki D. That was back in the 70s. This was an 80s duet.
Right, yeah, we'll I can't on. Think of her. Anyway. Okay.
She goes, no, I don't. I go, you do not like it? She goes, yes, I really don't like such. But I believe porn is mostly for man, not woman. I go, I understand. So then how do you masturbate without it?
Mahogany dildo. And I got a guy.
And Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick. That's it. And Elton John.
She goes, from a feelings I have in mind makes me masturbate. This is day two, by the way.
Wow. This is exactly.
This is like our second day.
This is exactly how I come on talking to people, too. Yes.
I go, oh, I think men are more visual. I think what you describe is kind of beautiful.
Wait, what now?
Well, that she does it from her mind.
Oh, I see.
Think that's
I
beautiful.
Think that was you speaking.
So it's a
okay.
mind fuck. A little laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
She goes, yes, that's how I do mine, and I like it that way.
Okay.
I go, I have so many questions, but don't want to overstep my bounds.
Well, I think everything's on the table right now.
She goes, don't think that way, okay? You are free to ask me any questions, okay? It's a free world.
I knew it.
I go, wow, you are very unique. Okay, well, how often do you masturbate?
I mean, if she's going to put it on the table, now it's time for the deep dive.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. She goes, I do that myself alone in shower.
In the shower, huh?
I go, do you think of famous people or people in your life? She goes, I think of people I know and chat with, hun.
Oh.
That's right. That's fucking right.
So the shower, guy she was talking to before.
Shower,
you.
Shut up.
Massage.
Not her first.
Shut up, dickwad.
I'm her last. Yeah.
Shower massage by water pick has the power of good clean fun.
It goes on your vagina like a big old fat tongue.
Davin's done the musical.
Oh, we're just singing ads. They're older than you.
Yes, they are. Like your vagina. Anyway.
It is.
I know. That's why it needs so much work. Yes. Shit's falling apart. It's the last
It takes thing. A team. A surgical team. Yeah.
I go, maybe one day I'll make it to your mind in the shower, LOL. She goes, if possible, that could happen, LOL. I go, will you tell me if it does? She goes, sure I will. I go, really? Hey, guess what? I just fucked you in New York, in you in New York mind in the shower, LOL. Mine. Oh, it was supposed to be my. Fuck. Really? Hey, fuck it.
Yeah, really? What the hell's going on?
I was
here?
Trying to say, I just fucked you in my mind in the shower, LOL.
You just said it. Good boy.
I know. I think you need to pick up the needle and move it back a little. Damn.
She goes, LOL, no problem, hun. I go, LOL. I go, well, shit. Now I will chat with you every day just so I make it to the shower, LOL. She goes, okay, dear. What time is what is the time over there now? Hold on. Pip's got a chronometer. We'll get back to you.
Pip will use the chronometer.
I don't know.
The sundial's in the shop.
The sundial's in. It's a cloudy day. It wouldn't work.
I don't know why I said it.
Because you're the R word.
And suave. I'm going to lick your asshole like frosting off a cupcake.
Whoa!
You know,
there
might be somebody who doesn't call you a prude if that was in the repertoire. You're bringing that to the table. I don't think we'd have any complaints.
Oh, because I said chronometer?
You've put it
Damn.
On the table for everybody to hear. I don't see any way out of it now.
I'm gonna
and you do like icing.
I'm going to going to use all the big words.
That's what happens when you get 4 hours of sleep the night before, get up at 5:30, no lunch, drive in two-hour traffic, and decide you're going to riff at 9 o'clock.
Well, now Joe knows what she needs to do for a good time. Sleep deprivation.
There you go. It opens up all the juices.
Sure. Literally.
And sluices.
I go, 6:50, what about by you? She goes, 5:53 a.m. I go, why are you up so early? She goes, because I slept too early last night. I go, what time? She goes, around 8 p.m. I go, but we were talking after that. She goes, don't get you.
She doesn't understand what you're getting at.
I go, we were talking last night, and it was much later than 8 p.m. She goes, yes, I was spreading my bed sheet. Then that is why I chat with you. And if you watch very well, you will see that I really don't talk much with you last night, just like before, hon. I go, we talked a lot last night.
Yeah, you were talking about masturbation. He remembers every moment.
She goes, maybe I was really dreaming chatting with you. Or maybe my uncle wife was the one talking with you. Would she hide herself for you, LOL?
Hold on a second. Your uncle wife?
Uncle wife.
I'm going to go on a limb, an aunt.
Well, not, yeah, but, I'm thinking. But not really an aunt because it's a step wife.
You still call him aunt.
But not here, we don't.
Okay, you call him uncle wife.
She goes, think you were chatting with me. I go, that's weird. Then I never, who is real Clara? I think we will video chat soon.
Good answer, because I want to make sure I'm not talking to your damn aunt who's skulking on your phone and talking to me.
And equally hot.
Perhaps.
She goes, no, she's really kind of a lot to me. But if you want to know who is chatting with you, just ask something secretly that we give you the sign that you are chatting with me, hon. I believe you should know the difference between my chatting and someone else chatting, hon.
That would be good.
Just started talking.
Yeah, of course.
I go, you will tell me the secret word when we video chat on Skype.
Oh, good. What's the safe word?
Mahogany.
Awesome.
She goes, I'm not really on Skype, but only on Hangout and text, hon. I go, I don't use Skype often either, but for our intimate friendship, we should definitely do it.
Yeah.
She goes, I will see if my phone can do that because I need an iTunes card of 50 with the dollar sign behind it.
There we go.
There we go.
There
with the dollar sign behind it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now we should stop right there because, as we know, Americans put the dollar sign in front of the number.
Right.
People from other countries, like, say, Africa, put the dollar sign, which is a continent, put the dollar sign after it.
Yes.
So she goes, I will see if my phone can do that because I need iTunes card on $50 to do something in my iTunes store on my phone. All right, now it's time I got to dig up an old chestnut, if I can find it, Interrogate the Scammer.
Ah. Oh, I love that.
Oh, we love Interrogate the Scammer.
I love that.
That's right, where the scammer gets her ass handed to her.
She should get interrogated like my pussy got pounded in the ear.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Devin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
All right, here we go. So she goes, it can't do it. I go, it can do it. She goes, yes, if you see iTunes of $50, it will surely work out. I go, okay, let me know when you do that. but the Skype app is free.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, nice try.
She goes, I don't have the money to buy the car because I have no money. I go, you don't need money to Skype. You need a phone and a face.
You got both of those.
You don't
even
really need a face, to be honest.
No, you really don't.
She goes, I mean, on my iTunes to download the Skype. I go, you can download it for free. You can do it now if you want. We're having our first problem in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I do not want, but I was just taken back to the iTunes store to do that first before I can download any app, music, or video, dear. I go, why does iTunes store pop up?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I was just told by the engineering to get that first, dear. Engineering? It is a free app, not a rocket launch.
They have engineers now? I thought they just had middle management, upper bosses, script writing, but...
When you're a hot piece of masturbating ass like Claire is,
they get
the engineers on it.
Oh, my God.
She goes, Darren, I know you believe maybe trying to cheat on you, okay? In other words, you think I'm bullshitting you here. I know.
Yeah,
yeah,
but she says it just like a Native American.
Yes. I go, I don't think you can cheat on me if you're not my girlfriend. She goes, I will get the card as soon as I get the money, okay? Don't worry. Okay. I go, okay. I do feel a bit uneasy, though, now. We were really clicking. She goes, okay. I go, it's kind of gross that I was talking to your uncle's wife about anal beads, unless I'm talking to the uncle's wife now. She goes, this is Clara chatting with you now, Davin, because I've changed my password so she can't open it anymore, hon. I go, unless that is just the wife just saying this.
Now you're full pulling at the full paranoia smorgasbord on her. And she's like, oh, God.
Well, she started it.
Yeah, she did, with bringing up this uncle mother or uncle sister, uncle wife.
I go, yeah, I should probably use more discretion when discussing anal beads. Can't go blab about that with everybody. Strangers, they look at you cross-eyed.
you can't like say broadcast it on the internet or anything.
No, just for our intimate close friends.
Church on Sunday, when the next pew, they'll look at you unfavorably.
Pew.
Yeah, because he goes to church on Sunday regularly. Yeah.
I go, well, whoever it was asked a lot of questions about getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, that is woman, but I promise you that such will never happen again. I'm so sorry for letting another person chat with you, hun. Go, okay, I'm surprised she has not told you to stay away from me. She goes, no, she does not say that, hun. But just please forgive me for making another person interfere for our discussion, hun. I go, it's okay. You know, it's online. So really, who really knows who anybody is?
Nice.
I mean, you could be really from Eastern Europe or Africa, and I could be from South America. It's all just a crapshoot. Of course, once we video chat, we can really take our friendship to the next level, as we will have established a new layer of trust. She goes, yes, dear. I go, yep. Imagine I am really a 5-foot man from Brazil and you are really a 300-pound woman from Ukraine. This is before they were in the headlines. or I'm a man and you are a man. LOL.
Oh, my God. And meanwhile, a guy sitting there going, ha, ha, ha.
Son of a bitch, let me put my putt away. She goes, LOL, you are really fun, Davin. Are you saying I'm using someone else's pick, right? I go, it's the internet, babe. Anything is possible. I would say this. If you're using somebody else's picture, then now would be a good time to tell me, and we could start over, and I wouldn't be mad. If I found out later you were not who you claimed, I would be mad and cut you off completely. I'm giving her the out. As I often do, go, listen, we can stop the merry-go-round. You can tell me what's going on, and we can see what happens.
Yeah, here's the opportunity to come clean with me.
Exactly. I don't want to play your reindeer games. She goes, no, Davin, cut off your mind out of that, okay? Again, you know, with words like that, who am I to second guess?
Yeah, no, Davin, lobotomize yourself.
She goes, I'm real and serious with you, Davin. She goes, okay, I will never hide myself for you, baby. I go, okay, hey, we have a video chat coming up soon anyway, so it would just be stupid to use somebody else's picture and lie. I mean, then you would just be wasting your time with me, and that would be silly. Smiley face. She goes, yes, dear, I can understand you, but no such person you think, okay, baby? I go, okay, hon, I believe you. I think you're smart enough not to try and play me. I mean, we will video chat, and I may come to Chicago to take you out and have some fun. So all is good. She goes, okay, dear, no problem. I go, do you still want me to take you out even though we're going down the intimate friend path? She goes, sure I will. I go, okay, well, I'm sticking around at least until I can make it into your shower activities, LOL. She goes, okay, dear, LOL.
This is you. This isn't the aunt, right?
Yeah, right.
So I think that's a good place.
That's cool.
To end it for tonight. Thoughts?
I think that she is better at coming up with a story to try to cover when you fact check her about where she is and at what time. Because they
you know, with the uncle's wife.
Yeah, I mean it's a bizarre story, and then she's like, oh, he doesn't like that. I got to backtrack out of that as fast as possible. But she at least had something like, oh, I have a reason why you were talking past the time I said I was awake. She came up with that awfully quick.
All right, what do you think?
Yeah. Very interesting when you wanted her to she wanted a Skype and then you got the iTunes card
for the
Skype and you're like, no, you could do this for free. I'm humming, you know. So it's like, you know, she's so used to, you know, playing on her marks, but she's getting you're like, you know, that easy.
I'm a little upset that again these scammers, they go right in so early, warm me up, loosen me up, massage me,
yeah,
play with my clit. You know,
use like
just don't stick it right in.
Yeah, use
right?
Like a ton of KY.
Sure. I mean, I had one scammer. I mean, we didn't even last a day this past week. I mean, she was just, you know, she wanted money right away. I go, well, then I have to take it out of my, you know, she's like, oh, can I have $100 for iTunes or something? I go, yeah, but my daughter, you know, needs it for a field trip. Well, she goes, what about 50? I go, well, then I still won't have enough for the field trip.
Yeah.
And then I got unfriended.
It's like, I don't want to talk to this.
She used you.
Bastard.
She was trying. I'm like, wait, I'm like, you're asking me to take money away from my daughter. And then she knew the chick was up.
Done.
Yeah, done.
Broke ass bastard.
Hysterical.
Yeah. So no, they don't all last like Clara did.
Yeah, I know. Well,
but I think we've accomplished. I mean, you know, we're masturbating together.
Yeah,
I think that's positive.
She's already. I've given her the out.
Yes,
and she's sticking to her story.
Yeah,
and she wants $50 for an iTunes card, mm-hmm. so we can Skype.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can Skype.
Yeah,
and even though you're saying, but you don't need to do that, she's still sticking with that $50.
Yeah,
she wants to see what she can get.
Yeah.
Right away.
How could I doubt her?
She
wonders the same thing.
You were just paranoid.
I most certainly was. All right. I thought that was a good rendition.
I like that a lot.
I'm glad that you
No, she's entertaining.
You like her?
Yeah, I do. She's just completely nonplussed by the anal beads and nipple clamp talk. She's just ready to masturbate in the shower with you in her head.
It's all I ask.
What a gal.
She's a goer.
That's all I ask. That's all I ask from any of you, really.
You have not been in my shower.
That's unfortunate.
I'm in there alone.
I feel like I should be. I feel like that's where I serve you
as
best.
As cluttered as the car. You got all sorts of shit.
That's why nobody else is in the shower.
Shampoo bottles and...
cat litter.
Cat litter.
Apparently Joe's Wendy's. Been in the shower.
It's like a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
It's the worst fucking swap meet ever.
Yeah. Swamp thing. Everything's in there.
Swamp thing.
All right. Let's wind down so we can do the afterbirth show.
Okay.
I would like to thank Sensei Fredico for his continued support.
Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
Yes, Russ. Thank you very much.
All right.
He's a man. He's one of the men, but he's a good man.
Portobello. Let me tell you about Portobello. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we got anything cooking?
Soon,
he says. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. They're at 175 Rempo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, that's me, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come in with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and some wine. Their evenings are super fun, their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of porch signs, shower and wedding signs, and don't forget the king of the grill or garage. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. The next upcoming workshops are the on the 14th. There's a painting workshop at Harold D. Fayette GPR. The time is 6:30 to 9:30, and the location is 1057 Merrick Avenue in North Merrick, New York. Then there's another workshop, the Science Workshop, on the November 18th at the Nutty Irishman. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at 323 Main Street in Farmingdale, New York. Check their upcoming dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group would like to say hello to all of the listeners of Davin's Den. At KGI, they start all new relationships in life and in business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them, like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag / say hello and / Davinston to receive a special surprise. Also, we're almost at the end of the year. Yeah, we're in November right now. Where are we? Are we supposed to get that PowerPoint presentation developed? The trade show booth designed? The sales brochure completed? Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social media campaign, and a strategy to make your branding cohesive. Find them, kgidesigngroup.com. Mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Side spinning for
I don't feel so bad.
I still feel bad. Yeah. Side splitting productions. You need a comic, you give us a call. You need Joe to show up at your house as Santa Claus. We'll do that too. I just got called for a Christmas Eve gig. I did it last year for them.
Oh really?
They want me to do it again, but I won't be around. I'll be in the Bahamas.
Look at that.
Look at that. Fancy. Anyway, davincomedy.com. Emails davincomedy.com. Calls 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com on every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Listen to the Richter Observatory, which is a great classic rock music program. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com, the Richter Observatory.
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club this Thursday, the 14th, 8 o'clock show. Go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com or dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and information. Then the following night on Friday, I will be at Broadway Comedy Club. BroadwayComedyClub.com. Go to Broadway. Jesus Christ. Broadway. You know, it's between like a cotton mouth and it's like 10 o'clock at night. BroadwayComedyClub.com for information. There'll be a 10:15 show upstairs room. Come on out.
It's going to be after 10. You're going to be able to talk?
Yeah.
Thursday, November 14th, I'll be at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club in New York, New York at 99 McDougal Street. So on the 7:30 show. So come by, say hello. I'm very, very funny. You'll enjoy yourself. Okay. We're going to do the Afterbirth show where we're going to talk about emojis, some that are verboten and new ones that are fabulous. And
that are boating.
Yeah, that are boating, that are juicy and all that good stuff. So stick around. You want to go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. And we'll be doing that in about 5 minutes. Go to Facebook Live. Go to Davin's Den Facebook. If you're not listening to the live show, it'll be up there after the show. You just go back there. You listen whenever. You watch it whenever you want. So we'll have fun. All right. Good times. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.